and on the West African country's military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou occurred. Marissa Milton reports.
Authorities said that at least six assailants were killed in the attack. In addition, a number of Burkina Faso's gendarmes and soldiers were also wounded. According to the government, there are no known civilian casualties. At the start of the Friday attacks, witnesses said armed men got out of a car and opened fire on passersby before heading to the embassy. Witnesses said an explosion occurred at about the same time near the military headquarters and the French Cultural Center, about a kilometer from the embassy attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A video released by the Turkish Army Friday showed Turkish military helicopters shooting at YPG, PKK, and Islamic State targets in the west of Afrin, Syria. Turkish state-run Anadolu news agency reported nine YPG members were killed. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Turkish warplanes attacked pro-Syrian government forces overnight, killing at least 17 people. President Donald Trump Friday defended his threat to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying potential trade conflicts can be beneficial to the United States. Trump's planned tariffs announced on Thursday sparked concerns of a trade war, with emerging markets trading lower and some world leaders threatening to take retaliatory measures. But Mr. Trump continued to defend his move, tweeting, "We will soon be starting reciprocal taxes so that we can charge the same thing that they charge us." This is VOA News. A suicide bomber in a car has struck in Kabul, killing at least one person and injuring 20 others. Jacob Greaves has more.
The intended target is not yet clear, and there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Just last month, around 100 people were killed after an explosive-packed ambulance was detonated in the center of Kabul.
The attack comes at a crucial juncture in Afghan politics. 2 days ago, President Ashraf Ghani ordered to start peace talks with the Taliban, including a pact to recognize the insurgents as a legitimate party to those negotiations. Israeli police left Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence on Friday after questioning him for the first time in a corruption case that involves the country's largest telecommunications company. Jeff Custer has more.
Along with two other corruption cases, the probes announced in February pose a serious threat to the four-term prime minister's political survival. In the newest investigation, known as Case 4000, police allege the owners of Bezeq Israel Telecom provided favorable coverage of Netanyahu and his wife on a news website they controlled in return for favors from communications regulators. Netanyahu and the company have denied any wrongdoing. About 70 protesters gathered outside Netanyahu's residence demanding he step down. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Kremlin spokesman Friday rejected a U.S. allegation that Russia had been developing destabilizing weapon systems for over a decade in direct violations of its treaty obligations.
What the president talked about yesterday was the guaranteed maintenance of the strategic parity, which is necessary in order to maintain world peace and stability. Russia does not plan to get dragged into any arms race.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders made the allegation Thursday after President Vladimir Putin announced an array of new nuclear weapons, saying they could hit almost any point in the world and evade a U.S.-built missile shield. The Kremlin also dismissed a suggestion that Russian hackers were behind a cyber attack in Germany, saying that Russia was now being blamed for any such attack and without any proof. Germany said Wednesday hackers had breached its government computer network with an isolated attack, and German media reported that the attack was launched by Russian hacker group APT-28. British Prime Minister Theresa May told residents Friday that they have to face hard facts about Brexit, warning that the UK will have less access to European markets once it leaves the bloc, but also said that she thinks a mutually beneficial relationship is possible. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA One. All the hits and more. VOA One. The best music now.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm